Summary. European immigration to the US of America has been going on since 1607. But the most important part of such immigration occurred between 1820 and 1920. During this time, a total of 32 million immigrants arrived in the US, in wave after wave. For the first 70 years, almost all came from Germany. The countries from which they were like Britain, Ireland, and Scandinavia, and Germany. The flow of immigrants from these countries declined. Then large number of people from Italy, Hungary, Poland, Russia, Greece and other countries of Europe began to make journey across the Atlantic. They were mostly from southern and eastern Europe. People left their homes in Europe for various reasons. Some people were escaping from political oppression in their homelands. People in Britain and Germany had got technical skills that allowed them to seek jobs in open market. Others had threats to their physical arrival. Great period of Irish immigration, 1845 to 1900, is associated with a disease that destroyed the potato crop in Ireland and caused starvation throughout Ireland. The Jews of Eastern Europe moved to North America as a way to cause starvation throughout the Ireland. The Jews of Eastern Europe moved to North America as a way to escape widespread prejudice and violence in which thousands of Jews were murdered. Apart from these reasons, economic hardship was behind most of the decisions to risk an uncertain future in America. 19th century, Europe was a continent in economic transition. The old agricultural system were breaking down and many unskilled workers were unemployed. The population was increasing. Cities were getting crowded because of industrialization. For most people, there were poverty and unemployment. These conditions forced the people to start a new life in a new country. Immigrants brought with them a number of languages and educational backgrounds. Most immigrants had two qualities in common. They were all young between the ages of 15 and 35 years. Second, they were willing to make sacrifices for their future in a country they consider the land of opportunity. They had to make several sacrifices in new country. In new country, both men and women worked for long hours for low wages. Majority lived in unhealthy conditions in overcrowded immigrant neighborhoods of large cities of Northeast, Great Lakes and Midwestern states. Some of the immigrants arrived during the Civil War. They were asked to join the Union Army. Page number 40. They were killed in fighting. Others failed to achieve the prosperity that was the dream of every immigrant. The children of immigrants who spoke different European languages became native speakers of English. The process of language shift is one of the most significant features of immigration history in US. Although this process didn't guarantee the generation would become wealthy and successful, yet this was essential for economic advancement and for full integration into the mainstream of society. Along with the shift to English, another changes took place. First, immigrants considered themselves to be the German, Italian or English. Their children and grandchildren considered themselves American. Out of the diversity of more than 30 countries and almost as many languages, a general appeared that felt itself to be truly American.